For this last meditation, please make yourself comfortable at your meditation place and rest your eyes gently on the candle flame. This is an exercise in developing the positive daily meditation habit. We're going to passionately pursue meditation as we realize it's the vehicle that transports us from our old self to our real nature, the infinitely loving, peaceful, blissful soul that we all are. To do this, we need to understand the place we're at right now is the start of our meditation journey. In our classes, you might remember that we each wrote down the things that we didn't like about ourselves and that we believed meditation would address. If you have your workbook, you may want to look at what you wrote. But to summarize what most people say, we're all sick of feeling stressed, worried, anxious, depressed, full of self-doubt. Most of us realize that these feelings lead to unhappiness and ultimately disease or illness. We all felt that meditation would make us vibrant, spontaneous, and in the final analysis, healthier. We realize that we are not getting any happier. And remember that we get what we settle for. We need to decide that we are not going to settle for this current level of happiness. We all felt that our life direction decisions often lack the right input, our soul. Most of us saw that many times we'd become a product of what other people wanted for us, our family or our teachers or our friends or whoever or whatever else. Some of us mentioned that we were disgusted that the spontaneity and creativity had gone out of our lives. And bear in mind that we need to be as loving and spontaneous as children to enter the kingdom of heaven. So this is our starting point, the place we're moving away from. For you to want to adopt a daily meditation habit, you need to be aware, very simply, that a habit is something you do that requires no choices to be made, no decision process. So don't think about it. The fastest way to stop procrastination is to actually physically move to the thing that you want to do. Sometimes, even if you don't want to meditate, but it is your meditation time, you need to physically pick yourself up and place yourself at your meditation place. Now I'd like for you to just look into the future a little to see what I mean. Imagine what sort of person you would be in 5 years' time, having meditated daily from today. You will be healthier, having learned to throw the negative thought patterns from your consciousness. You will be peaceful and self-assured, confident in yourself and your ability to make major life decisions by consulting your own deepest, innermost nature. You might be amazing yourself with your creativity in music or art or poetry or sport. And you find that you are able to intuitively understand people so much better. And rather than competing with them, you might be feeling as though they are a participant in you. You will have discovered a clear life purpose. Imagine how much clarity and satisfaction that will reveal in your life. And then having seen who you might be in 5 years, step 10 or 20 years in the future and see how you might feel about yourself then. Having meditated for 20 years, I would like you to imagine how you might meditate there. Imagine the thoughts you would allow in your consciousness. You will have transformed all the hate or anger in your life. Depression or unhappiness will be words from a very long time ago that you might have trouble even imagining. Sit there 20 years in the future and meditate. In perfect stillness, in perfect silence. Now the tape is soon going to run out, but I would like for you to sit for a further 5 minutes in perfect silence, in perfect stillness, and meditate as you would 20 years in the future, having meditated every day for the last 20 years. And at the end of the meditation, I'd like for you to just reflect upon what is different about you now and you, the person that has meditated every day for 20 years in the future. And hopefully you will see that the one major difference is the thoughts that are in your life, that are in your consciousness. In 20 years, having meditated every day, you will find that you will not be allowing negative thought patterns in your life. Then join me in making a decision right here and now to change your state of mind permanently to the you 20 years in the future. We're not going to allow that old way of thinking anymore.